That's a comparatively modern controversy, though. Around 1200, the Isle of Lewis, on the northwest edge of what's now Scotland, was at the heart of the Norse world. It was part of the Kingdom of Norway. The language was Norwegian, and its archbishop had his cathedral in Trondheim, 250 miles north of Oslo. Trondheim was one of the great centres for carving walrus ivory, and the style of the Lewis chessmen is very close to pieces made there. We know that similar chess pieces have also been found in Ireland, and Lewis was a staging post on the thriving sea route between Trondheim and Dublin. Medieval historian Miri Rubin.
I personally believe that they came from Norway, and I personally believe they probably came from somewhere around Trondheim. It looks like so much that's produced there. But the thing is, if we think of Great Britain not as, as it is now, very much connected to sort of central and southern European sphere, but if we think of the North Sea as a sort of connector of regions, there is that whole North Sea region. That's where the Vikings came from. That's where the predecessors of the Normans who ultimately conquered England came from. So if we think of that as a sort of commonwealth, a northern commonwealth that traded in those and became rich because it had these amazing raw materials, wood and amber and fur and metals, then we can imagine better how, you know, something produced in Norway can end up on the